Hey yo, and here we go with another edition of We Talk Wrestling with Addy and Mo. Hey yo, I'm Addy.
Hey yo, that means I'm not.
That's true.
Let's see. Okay, let's see if we can figure this shit out. It's We Talk Wrestling with Addy and Mo.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now you're Addy.
Yeah.
Okay. Now wait. Okay.
That makes you.
That makes me. Okay, so I'm not Addy.
No.
Okay.
No.
Now it was Addy and Mo. Am I getting that right?
We Talk Wrestling with Addy and Mo. Hey,
okay.
Yo.
So by
Addy,
process of elimination,
yeah,
I'm we.
Yeah. Wheat.
There you go. Eyes on Mo. Anyways, we just finished watching
Royal Rumble.
And recording a We Talk Wrestling live audio commentary for
exclusive.
You. For you. Yeah. Nobody else will do that gimmick.
No.
So for the... That's ours. Don't steal it.
No.
For the
Royal Rumble 2014 is in the books. What'd you think?
I liked it.
Yeah.
I did like it. A really good crowd.
Passionate crowd.
I think a better crowd than last year.
Yeah,
when we were there, like even more, you know, really hardcore crowd, really very.
We met a lot of stupid people there last year. Yeah. We'll be honest.
Yeah, well, I'm sure there's a lot of stupid people there tonight.
Looks
too,
like it, but I mean,
it's Pittsburgh.
They were, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, if you were going to give the United States of America an enema, you'd stick the hose right there in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
anyway, so. Moving on.
I thought it was I enjoyed the show quite thoroughly, actually.
Yeah, everything was exactly as I thought it would be. There wasn't any surprises. Everything setting up everything that we already knew, like the matches that we knew for WrestleMania. Now you can pretty much say, okay, those are the ones they're going with. They're not changing anything. Those are the matches that they were setting up, and that's fine. I'm fine with that. I'm fine with knowing the matches. I'm fine with knowing the results ahead of time if the storytelling and action is good. And the angles are good, and generally it was. Now, like, I don't care about Batista, who won the Royal Rumble.
Right. And
versus,
neither did the people of Pittsburgh.
But that's part of the thing, too, right? That's actually part of what made the show good.
Yeah.
But let's just go through match by match. It opened up with the free-for-all match. What would you call it? The
kickoff match. The Royal Rumble kickoff match.
So 15 years ago.
Yes.
The New Age Outlaws were the tag team champions of the world.
Well, no. But 15 years ago was when the Road Dogg and Billy Gunn was going for the Intercontinental title. Road Dogg was going for the hardcore. Or Road Dogg was going for the hardcore title.
That's right.
And they switched.
They switched.
And it led to Road Dogg and Goldust for the Intercontinental title.
That's right.
And then Billy Gunn and Al Snow, I believe, for the hardcore title.
But the point being, 15 years ago, they were champions.
Yes, I think it was four. They said 14 years 14? Ago 14? They were champions. Yeah.
14 years. Okay, so 14 years in between the last time that they held the belts, and they hold them again.
And they won the titles. Yes, that's what I said. It's a WWE record, longest span between champions.
Yeah.
Championships. So, and the reason that's a record is because usually, for someone to be 14 years removed from holding their last belt, not a good idea.
okay. And we were pretty sure that they weren't splitting up the Rhodes Brothers, which was the original intent.
I'm pretty sure they're not splitting the Rhodes Brothers up.
I'm pretty sure they are now.
Yeah.
Both because they lost, but also because the spot in the Royal Rumble was that Cody appeared to be accidentally eliminated by
Goldust.
By Goldust to set up that kind of.
And Cody was pinned.
Yeah, and Cody was also pinned during this match.
By a famouser.
And there's no. I think they pretty much knew, like, when the New Age Outlaws walked out on Punk, it was to make them heels.
Yeah.
And I think they pretty much knew that wasn't going to work, so they just gave up that whole idea of them as heels. They're baby faces. They acted like baby faces. The crowd accepted them as baby faces. Yeah. They won pretty much clean, and actually not pretty much clean. They won clean.
They won clean.
And I mean,
yeah.
I don't know if you want a heel team to go against them. I don't know who that would be.
We the people.
Maybe. But I mean, if you want to just
the Matadors.
Well, I hate them, but that doesn't make them a heel team. Oh. No, I mean, the Usos are the team that has been most pushed, you would think. would be the team, but they're not a heel team. So, I mean, again, but they may not care if it's heel or babyface. Like, they just may not finish it.
That's true. But yeah, so so the new the Old Age Outlaws have won the tag team championships. That moves on to the pay per view, where we had the opener, Daniel Bryan and Bray Wyatt, in the match of the year so far.
That fucking awesome match. It'll be pretty tough to beat.
We'll be talking about it a year from now.
It was a really good match. Boy, Bray Wyatt, it wasn't just Daniel Bryan carrying him.
No.
Like, both his gimmick and his act, as well as how well he moves, how quick he is for his size.
He had the moves like Jagger.
Yeah, he has the moves and the quickness, you know, and then, like, his offense looks good and all that stuff. His timing is really, really good in the match. His timing was really good.
A couple unique moves. They did an arm ringer.
Combined with his psychology.
Yeah.
And combined with his gimmick. And he won clean.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a tremendous match. Spot of the match was when Daniel Bryan's going for that plancha headbutt thing that he does. And just got caught and put into a Sister Abigail like 4,000 miles an hour into the barricade.
Yeah, to a guy who just had a concussion.
Yeah. Well, no, it's all right. He was protected. But,
and then that followed it up by him going in the ring and getting hit with the Sister Abigail in the middle of the ring and 1, 2, 3, cleaning the sheet in the middle.
And there was some ground and pound in this.
Pound and ground.
And, you know, but very, like, the crowd was chanting, "This is awesome," like 12 minutes in.
Yeah.
And I was it's not awesome. It's a good match, but it's not awesome. 25 minutes in when they were chanting it again.
Yeah, it was
like,
awesome.
I'm like, yes, this is fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Like, it went a long time.
This is fucking awesome.
It went a long time and really the right decision. You know, I mean, a little bit of blood coming out of the lips. His lip was split from... And Daniel Bryan looked great. And thing is, the crowd did not stop
loving you,
wanting Daniel Bryan back for the night. But after this, he wasn't back, which is the right move. Again, sometimes you don't have to play for that live crowd. You play more for the overall storyline.
No, but this was definitely a pro Daniel Bryan crowd.
Oh yeah,
yes.
They actually liked Bray Wyatt too.
They did,
but yeah.
But then the next match. Well, then we transitioned over to a Paul Heyman interview, and then you know, does his thing, and then it moves on to Brock Lesnar
and a backstage segment with the for the numbers and all the
didn't matter. Motherfuck, that was stupid. So then we had Big Show and Brock Lesnar, and Brock just attacks him like an animal before the bell rings, beats the shit out of him with a chair for like 5 minutes.
Probably, yeah. A lot of shots to the point where when you could see the welts in the HD just lifting up off his skin and looking painful as hell. And then he ran into the corner and Show turns around and hits him with the fist, whatever, the knockout punch.
Oh, his knockout, his KO punch. Weapon of mass destruction.
Is that whatever it's called? Yeah.
Yes.
He hits him with it, and you can see on the replay, it looked like he pretty much landed that solid.
Yeah, that looked pretty good.
Yeah, like, it looked like he got him pretty good. And I can't tell if Lesnar was selling or if he was, you know, a little bit woozy from it, but he seemed like he was a little out of it. But basically, after that, it pretty much just led to Show getting picked up, though, and Lesnar walking around with him and giving him the F5 and look crazy. And then after the match, he takes a chair and starts beating the shit out of him. And then that chair's falling apart because he's hit him so many times.
Yeah, the top.
So it's like another, it's like another 5 minutes he's hitting him with chair. You know, and he gets another, like, Heyman throws him another one. He keeps hitting him with chairs.
Yeah.
And then he grabs one in front of the ring, hits him with a new chair again. And it's the point where he's almost hitting him with too many chairs because it was just getting kind of repetitive.
Yeah.
But as far as, like, just a heel who just does not, like, he doesn't care about you. Like, he will kill you. And he has no remorse for his actions.
Tis no man. Tis a remorseless beast.
Basically, yeah. Like, that's the gimmick. This guy's dangerous. He doesn't even need the chair, but he'll use it anyways, and he has no remorse for anything.
Yeah.
And Show just kind of walked out, like, you know.
Fuck.
Yeah, he looked hurt.
Yeah.
And I think he was pretty damn sore. Probably not hurt, but pretty damn sore.
Mm-hmm.
We can look here and see if there's any notes about anybody with injuries or anything like that for tonight.
Injuries? Football's greatest injuries.
No, I don't see anything about it right now anyways.
Nothing yet, eh?
Yeah, but... No, like the actual match, like 2-3 minutes, and then like 10 minutes or 5 minutes of pre beat down with the chair, and
yeah.
5 minutes of post beat down with the chair.
Yeah, it was probably five before, five of the match, or two of the match, and then five of the post, right? So it, I thought that the post went on too long. We thought maybe this was going to lead to a dong.
Yeah, I thought we'd see Undertaker's dong here.
But we didn't see Undertaker's dong. Maybe tomorrow.
Maybe tomorrow. We're going to see eventually you're going to see his dong.
Yeah.
And it's going to be, you know, think about when his dong comes.
Well, Lester's going to see his dong.
The dong will come, but the point is. It's a long dong, too. You know, it's always got that boom. Like, it's a long, heavy, dark dong.
Not silver.
No.
Not long dong silver.
Not long dong silver.
Okay.
No, more of a Mandingo.
Okay. Mandingo.
But anyways, it's it looks very much like it's almost setting up a rematch. But I don't know. Lesnar destroyed him.
Not. Yeah, that was just time. It was just time to pack that in. But then we had the bullshit of the night. Which was a little more entertaining because the crowd also knew that this was bullshit.
Well, actually, you had let's not forget, I think this is before that, I think you had didn't you have the Shield promo backstage?
There was a Shield promo, possibly, yeah, where they just said, basically, we'll all be a unit, and we know that only one person can win, but one of those people will be the Shield, and then after this is over, we're all going to be fucking awesome.
Yeah, but what was it Ambrose said? Like, right at the end, like, he was going, like, he's like, what number have you got?
And oh, yeah,
just
yeah.
Like, I'm not going to tell you my number.
No, he said, what number? He goes, you'll see soon enough. And he goes, I'll tell you my number. You tell me your number. He goes, that sounds fair. I'm not going to tell you my number.
Yeah. But then he said something else. I can't remember what it was, but it was pretty funny. But, yeah, so then Rollins broke them up and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And so it's like they're saying, yeah, we're going to be a unified team, but they're not 100% acting like it. Leading to, of course, like you say, then you got the match at 7 o'clock, hitting the ring. Heavyweight champ, WWE World Heavyweight Championship.
Yeah, that really card side, who gives a fuck?
John Cena and Randy Orton go.
Going in, we knew this was going to be shit.
Well, not a shitty match, yeah, but a match that was... Match. No, I didn't think it was going to be a shitty match.
Because these two
historically, even though I've seen them wrestle a billion times,
mm-hmm.
they have usually good matches. It was two characters I couldn't give a fuck about in this spot again.
Yeah, I was expecting a shitty match. I was expecting 17 minutes of headlocks. And, they over-delivered to me. I think I only got 12. But it was, and the crowd in Pittsburgh knew that this.
Oh, they're hijacking it.
Knew that this was horseshit. The one thing you can say, at least about John Cena, is that Cena did get a little bit of a reaction coming out. He got his Let's Go Cena sucks chance that he always gets, and people had a little bit. No one gave a fuck about Randy Orton.
And I mean
nobody gave a fuck.
No.
And people were chanting Randy Savage, people were chanting this match. This is awful.
They chanted this is crap. They chanted this is awful. They chanted, they did the wave. They chanted for JBL, I believe, at one point.
Yeah, Daniel Bryan was huge.
Yeah, oh, the huge Y2J chants were huge. Yes chants.
Yeah, a lot of yes, yes. It's a point at least started with this is that...
But this is awful was probably the one where you were like, boring,
yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, boring chants, this is awful. But I think the big thing was that they were, in the middle of the thing, and towards the beginning
didn't
of the
chant something like, we don't want you or something like that too?
Yeah, something, or you both suck.
Yeah, you both suck.
You both suck. And it was at the beginning of the match. The match hadn't even been given a chance to suck yet. Yeah. It did, but it didn't give him a chance to suck. And it was probably about 3 minutes in. That's when the whole crowd Daniel Bryan chant started.
Yeah, yeah.
Clearly telling the company, this is who we want. You know, not none of your cocksucking fucking people you shove down our throat. This is who we want to watch.
Yeah.
And that's... So that to me is that, and again, it was because it came early. It wasn't that it was a reaction to a shitty match. It was right away that we were going to chant for this no matter what. So anyway, the lights went out at one point. It was an STF. The wire
after about a half hour.
Yeah.
The thing about the match was the work in the match was like. Well, no, it was, but it wasn't
shitty.
Like they were doing everything, they were doing each other's moves to each other.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, they were having a total WWF main event, you know, year 2000 match.
Yeah,
it just nobody gave a fuck.
No, it was. Yeah, I mean, it was. You know, on Orton using the attitude adjustment and the STF and yeah, the RKO being used by Cena, all that type of shit, and. It was very much them...
sucking.
No, I'm not even going to say that. It's... Theoretically, this sounds good. Like, theoretically, when they're putting this together in the back, they're like, yeah, this match will work. Like, this will, people will get into this.
Yeah.
And people, at no point in time did they care. Like, there was nothing they could do. Like, I've seen this many times where people are like that at the beginning of the match, and then they're doing the right stuff and the right moves, and people kind of get into the story and forget that they're supposed to hate it. And they're cheering by the end. But I've seen both of these guys pull it off.
The difference is, though, is that nobody gives a fuck about Orton. Yeah. And people,
but I've seen Orton pull this off when people didn't care about him before. I've seen Cena pull this off when people didn't care about them before. They weren't able to pull it off this time, and I think part of it was that they just weren't quite clicking. Like, and I don't even think it was off, but the timing was a little off on every move, and also it just looked too much like these are the spots we've planned, and let's go through. It looked much like a choreographed dance, a little bit, not enough. Like it's just after the Daniel Bryan Bray Wyatt fight looked like a fight. This looked like a WWE main event performance.
So my question to you then is, how much shit do you think Daniel Bryan will get in for stealing the show?
I don't think he will because they want Bray Wyatt in that main event slot. And this gets Bray Wyatt in that main event slot.
Yeah, but that's so fine. You can do that, but
it's the Daniel Bryan... Then no matter what they do, and we didn't ever talk about this. Daniel Bryan went on some radio show last week, and he said legitimately they've never seen money in me. And he said, I don't know why the crowd connects to me. I don't know why they connect to me more than all these other guys. I don't know what it is. He's like, but they seem to, and it doesn't matter. And he said... And I don't get frustrated easy, but this is very frustrating. It's very frustrating that when the crowd says, okay, we've chosen this guy, that they don't start to protect that guy. Because when they chose Steve Austin and they chose, you know,
The Rock,
they started to become protective. Not so much The Rock, but I don't even know if he said The Rock. But historically, like there comes a point where
the guy,
if you have to start protecting them.
Mm-hmm.
Or else at some point, the crowd goes, okay, it's not worth caring.
Yeah.
You know? And it's what he's saying. Is like, it's frustrating because they've chosen me and I've done everything I'm supposed to do and they still don't see the money in me. And it doesn't matter if they chant yes. And so basically say that what he said in that promo to Bray Wyatt was a shoot. Like, you know, he can't seem to understand why they really legitimately don't see money.
And he continues to tweak it to see if the company will get, like, you know, to get aboard with it. You know, like
new movement.
Well, his new thing is, his new, like, saying that he has is, yes, 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 you know it.
No, it's the yes movement is what he's doing. But the Bella Twins came up with that, actually.
Shocking.
So he is... And this is a really good example, though, tonight of what he's saying. Like, here I am. The crowd has chosen me.
Rock you like a hurricane.
I'm still losing.
Yeah.
But
we knew he had, I mean, if as I said that,
this is one I didn't mind him losing.
If Wyatt was going on, yeah.
And Wyatt should beat Cena too.
Yeah.
Clean.
Yes.
Like at WrestleMania, he should, because you have something in him. So I have no problem on this one occasion. But it's just part of the overall thing is Daniel Bryan, that's the crowd choice. And, you know, when the frustration he feels, you could feel it in the audience tonight too.
Mm-hmm.
Especially at the end of the show. Like, the crowd was just, they're like, why the fuck do we care about this guy? Why the fuck do we care about you at all?
People,
because you do not care about us.
It was consistent. It was in this match.
And Vince basically said,
yeah, the Daniel Bryan, through the show went off the air with Michael Cole saying, the animal's there, deal with it.
The animal's going to win, he's going to be WWE World Champion, deal with it.
Is that what he said?
That's what he said.
Yeah, or he's going on to face the world champion.
And he's going to be champion. Deal with it.
Yeah. And that was, we both looked at each other and were like, yeah, that's Vince.
That's Vince saying that. That's it. And that's it. And, again, I don't mind. I knew or Batista was going to win. I don't mind storyline-wise him winning instead of Daniel Bryan not being in there, because I knew that's what they were going to do. So I don't want you to necessarily, I don't want you to change it last second. But I don't also want you to, you know, as far as doing what you were going to do and pulling it off well, you did a fine enough job. Does that mean that what you're doing is the right move? Not necessarily. In fact, no. In this
Not
case.
At all, yeah.
Yeah, and that's more what it is. So you got this match, and like you say, I mean, Bray Wyatt showed up at the end. And cost Cena the match to Orton. And they cared about Bray Wyatt when he came out. And they cared when he, you know.
Well, they were chanting yes when he when he put him in the Sister Abigail.
Yeah.
And then he said, behold.
And they were chanting Bray Wyatt and, you know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they just.
Well, again, it was anybody against Cena. And you're going to get that at Mania, too. I mean, as you said, this is a harder core.
But this
crowd
is the one person they could, like, it's anybody against Cena except for Randy Orton. Then it's no. Then we just don't give a fuck. Or tell you the truth, Batista.
Because you wait till Orton and Batista, and they're going to be chatting Daniel Bryan during the main event of WrestleMania this year.
Fucking crazy.
They will. Yeah,
they're going to continue to hijack it, and Vince is not going to care. And that's what the frustration is.
Yeah.
And that's what the frustration eventually becomes to the crowd. And if you don't ever listen to them, eventually that crowd is going to go, well, click. Fuck you guys.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't want my, you know what, you can have,
you know, why the fuck do
you
I,
you can have my $9.99 a month for the first 6 months, and then, you know.
Yeah, why am I caring so much? Why do I keep cheering for this guy? You're not going to listen to me. Fuck you guys.
Yeah.
And there comes a point where it becomes anger at you for your unwillingness to give me what I want.
And then, yeah, it's just or just general apathy. And apathy doesn't. And apathy.
And that's
is not
what it was with these two.
And apathy is not money.
No, apathy is what you saw. And yet, like I said, I didn't dislike watching it. I mean, it was a half hour match, and it seemed like 10 minutes.
About an hour.
To me, it seemed quick. But that's because I was enjoying watching what the crowd was going to do next and seeing how they would react to it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Orton typically, and there was a couple spots in there where you could see him going, fuck you guys, I got him in a headlock, I'm going to keep him in here for 10 minutes.
Yeah, and Cena, like, stunned him up going, no, we can't fuck up the match. And
yeah, exactly.
You could see Orton like, no, I want to fuck up the match.
Yeah. So, it was interesting.
It was. And then we move on to the Royal Rumble match itself.
I mean, we already talked about Rhodes Brothers. Really, this match was two things. We knew Batista's going to win, and he did.
Yeah.
We didn't know how the crowd would react to him.
Well, I knew at first, because before the Rumble itself, they had the piano there with Hacksaw, Shawn Michaels, and Ric Flair.
Great.
And they did it in the pre-show as well, in the kickoff show.
But they didn't do it live to the crowd.
No,
this was live to the crowd.
Well, the crowd was filing in or whatever. Yeah, so the crowd was there. So the Hacksaw said, you know, I won it. Nobody thought I was going to win it. And I'm picking a guy that nobody's talking about right now. And that's Dolph Ziggler. And the crowd went nuts.
Yeah,
Loved Ziggler.
Loved him when he came out for the Rumble too.
Yeah.
Also, let's go Ziggler chance, and very, very into that guy.
Yeah. And then Shawn Michaels picked either CM Punk or The Shield.
Yeah.
So he was picking four guys.
Yeah. And then he said, well, how about the highlight of what he said,
during the pre-show, he explained the Royal Rumble.
Oh, yes, yeah. So how do you win the Royal? What's the strategy in the Royal Rumble? And he said, well, the way that you get eliminated from the Royal Rumble is you go over the top rope and both of your feet have to hit the floor. So what I would advise against, if you want to win the Royal Rumble, is don't go over the top rope and don't let both your feet hit the floor.
Both Hacksaw and Flair both go, well, thanks for that. Thanks very much.
Yeah.
And Sean's like, hey, it's just the strategy. Just off the top of my head.
Hacksaw goes, I'm not really much of a strategy guy. You don't say Hacksaw. Hacksaw Jim Duggan, not strategic.
Yeah, Shawn Michaels is like, Shawn was dressed, you know, his usual hunting gear, and then Ric Flair, of course, was in a suit, and Hacksaw was in a suit.
Yeah, and he said, I'm not less.
I've been outdressed by
Hacksaw Jim Duggan. But then they do the thing, and Shawn Michaels, and then they go to Ric Flair. Ric Flair's saying he's fresh, he's a bird, and I'm picking Batista, and the crowd just booed, and Flair turned around and was like, what?
Oh, he was pissed. And it was both shock and anger.
Yeah.
Because that's his legit butt.
Yeah.
And when he pissed, the fact the crowd did not like Batista pissed off Ric Flair.
Flair takes this very personally, this business.
Yes, yes, yes.
And he'd probably been drinking.
That's Ric Flair. Yeah, and he turned to the crowd and he said, what was it? He said, learn to love it.
Well, then he went heel. I mean, but his first reaction was like, oh shit. He thought he was going to get a baby face reaction. He was almost like,
he really doesn't understand why the crowd doesn't love him. Didn't love Batista.
No.
And I had talked about when on Raw, and I think you said the same thing. We talked about how he came out and he's just not the Rock.
Yeah.
And he's missing something. Like there was just something where you went, yeah.
Yeah.
Just a little something missing, and it was really evident tonight.
Yeah.
Just a little something's missing. And there's a little something's missing from Orton, a little something's missing from Cena. And luckily, you have guys that are like Daniel Bryan, Bray Wyatt, and Brock Lesnar, where things aren't missing, so it's enough to make you interested in the product.
The thing is that your paying customer does not want these guys, and that's basically what it boils down to. Is you can have 6 million people tuning in to see a promoted
even after
game
4 years, it's him facing the same guys as faced before.
I mean, no, that's what the point is. Though, like, is that 6 million people tuned into him? Fine. What did that How much more money did WWE get because 6 million people tuned in? Nothing.
I really don't. Not a penny. Yeah.
Right. Not a penny. But now if you've got people that Orton and Batista that are in Pittsburgh or watching TV and says, you know what, I'm going to go to New Orleans, I'm going to go to WrestleMania, I'm going to watch this. Now that I see that match, they're less likely to go. Not to say that they won't go, but that doesn't give them, you know, the reason.
Like I say,
go.
There's enough things on there that make you interested. Like the Daniel Bryan and Bray Wyatt, Daniel Bryan, Brock Lesnar, like these guys are all
Daniel, you're going to have Bray Wyatt against John Cena at WrestleMania. You're going to have Undertaker, Brock Lesnar. You're going to have CM Punk and Hunter, which, I mean, I'm not interested in that. But you're going to have then you're also going to have Sheamus and Daniel Bryan.
And then you have Hulk Hogan and Wildcard Sting there too, right?
Yeah, doing so, something, right? Ultimate Warrior's getting inducted, right? I mean,
so there's enough things to make you interested in, but as far as them going, Batista's returning, money. Well, usually when a guy returns, it was a megastar, returns, you know, it is money, and this isn't.
No.
And again, but the other story, the two story was, well, the two stories, three stories. Number one is that Batista won.
Mm-hmm.
Number two is that Batista won, but he didn't actually look good. Like, that was one thing. If he came in there and looked awesome,
yeah,
everybody would go, oh, fuck it, you know what, he deserves it. He looks great.
Yeah.
He didn't look great.
No, Roman Reigns looked great.
Well, that's the other story, is Roman Reigns has defeated the record.
Set the record, 12 eliminations.
What was it, 13 years old?
13-year-old record, 2001, when Kane threw out Drew Carey and Reed.
Yeah,
and
the 11 guys, or 12 guys, or whatever he had.
11 guys, now it's 12 with Roman Reigns throwing out 12 guys.
12 or 13?
He threw out 12.
12, okay. Yeah, Batista got 6, and I think, I don't know what. Punk got 2.
Torito
got
1.
Torito got 1. Yeah, the big surprises were Sheamus coming back. He was in the Final Four. Kevin Nash being in there.
He was NWO Music.
to his NWO music and looking much better than Kirit Kali.
Yeah.
Torito was another surprise. Yeah.
Who else? Is that it?
I think there was one more, but I can't remember.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of who was another guy. There wasn't a return.
There wasn't another return, no.
No. Sheamus...
bringing back that legend, that didn't happen, no.
No, there wasn't a legend that came back, was there?
No. Well, Kevin Nash would be the closest, right? Kevin Nash was the legend who came back.
Kevin Nash came back, but there wasn't a legend that came back. No. JBL was your other surprise.
JBL was another one. Yeah, he was in there for like a half second.
Takes a king. Takes a JBL to know a JBL.
Yeah, he just basically walked in, acted all cocky, got knocked, thrown
Roman
over.
Reigns.
And the best part then is the crowd chanting to him, "You still got it."
You still got it, yeah.
It's hilarious.
Yeah, and then he acted like he was never in there.
Yeah, no, it was total. It
totally
was total,
did the Jerry Lawler deal.
Yeah, it's funny.
Yeah.
And whatever. I mean, there's a lot of comedy spots. I mean, that's what the Rumble is. You get 70 minutes and you can tell some different stories. But yeah, I mean, Roman Reigns, the thing is, not only did they throw out a lot of people, but he looked good doing it. It didn't look like it was a guy being shoved down your throat.
Yeah.
And he was like, at the end of the match,
well,
he'd been in there for 30-plus minutes. Batista had been in there 5. Batista's sucking wind, and he looked fresh as hell, like legit.
Fresh as a daisy. Well, the Shield story was that Roman Reigns would turn around to eliminate somebody, and Ambrose came up from behind him to eliminate him, and Rollins got in the way. And so he only kind of half. He wasn't able to get the leverage to get Rollins out.
Yeah, so
Roman Reigns out rather.
Yeah, Ambrose wasn't earlier able to eliminate him. Rollins saved him basically. Then Rollins and
Ambrose were kind of just talking it.
Yeah.
Then Reigns.
Yeah, Rollins is like, "What are you doing?" And Ambrose is like, "What are you doing? You're stopping me from eliminating him."
Yeah.
You know, and...
Anyway, and then they go out. Then Cesaro tries to eliminate both of them, is unsuccessful. So then they start teaming up on Cesaro. Meanwhile, Roman Reigns gets back in the ring and eliminates all three, Cesaro, Rollins, and Ambrose.
And then afterwards, he's screaming at them, "You wanted to do that to me? To me?"
Yeah.
So, I mean, the story there, like I say, is that Ambrose turned on Reigns. Reigns got the revenge. But Rollins, despite trying to save Reigns, it blew up in his face.
Yeah,
so, you know, it still plays off the three sides.
There's still
one's the dick, one's the baby face, and there's the guy who's like, can side either way. But
Now
you're starting to see him, why he would probably lean towards Ambrose.
So now Roman Reigns is going to come, his new gimmick is going to be that he's in a motorcycle gang. Ambrose is going to get a new shield, and Rollins is going to get the Bariquas.
God, I hope so.
Why don't they bring back that Bariquas music?
That was awesome.
Oh, that Bariqua, that's up high. Oh, that Bariqua, touch the sky.
Oh, there you go.
Good stuff, Miguel.
Sorry. So, but yeah, I mean, Batista, like I say, looked really bad.
Yeah.
And the crowd really, again, like, they were booing him. They did not like him. There was, at the end when it was Roman Reigns and, because Kane came back and eliminated Punk.
Right.
Punk had originally eliminated
Kane.
Kane was a surprise.
The final four was CM Punk, Roman Reigns, Dave Batista, and Sheamus.
Yes.
Who's also returned. And Kane came out of the crowd, eliminated Punk.
Yeah, because Punk, like, Kane had been a surprise entrance, I guess you'd call him that earlier.
Yeah.
And Punk had eliminated him really quickly.
Yes.
So that's and then they dope brawled outside. Like, he chokeslammed him through the table. Chokeslammed Punk through the table.
Punk through the table, yeah. The final three are Roman Reigns, Sheamus, and Batista. And
before we get to that, Kingston?
Oh, Kofi spot. Yeah, Kofi had a spot.
Spot.
Well, that's what we're actually just starting to call it. There's two things. There's another surprise that we missed.
What's that?
And that was the setup of the Kofi spot. But another surprise entrant was the debut of Alexander Rusev.
That's true.
From NXT. And what a talking point Royal Rumble. A lot happened in this Rumble.
Oh, yeah.
Alexander Rusev made his debut not looking out of place like we had thought he might in terms of his size.
No, he looked, because he's not as tall as you know, he's shorter even on NXT.
Yeah.
And we had mentioned that, you know, I mean, he doesn't wear any, he doesn't wear shoes. So that, again, makes him even shorter. If he wore shoes, he could probably have lifts like Randy Orton has
mm-hmm.
and put 2 or 3 inches on.
Yeah.
But and that this would maybe hurt him.
But they don't need to because Rusev is 6'5".
They listed him as 6'5", and then he was in the ring next to Jack Swagger, and he was a full head shorter than Swagger, yeah. Who's legit 6'6".
Yes.
So that was freaking hilarious.
But does not look out of place.
No, because he's still thick, and he was in better shape than we've ever seen him in.
Yes.
And he's a very physically impressive guy. It'd be interesting to see what they do with him. Good the tights look better. Those look better.
He used to have the Roman gladiator tights.
Yeah.
Then last when we watched NXT just this past Thursday, he just had these just really generic indie black tights.
Yeah.
And they were and then he used those black tights, except for they said, like, Rusev on them and stuff, like, same style tights, which are fine.
Yeah.
They said, I just didn't like the fact that they were just
in NXT,
black, right?
He has that Russian chick or Ukrainian or
whatever. Lana or whatever, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. She wasn't there with him, so I'm not sure if he's going to be part of the act. I don't know if he'll continue to be there, but, yeah, I mean, he was interesting. He was, the thing about him was he came out, and you just heard the crowd go, what? And like, they just kind of went silent. Like, who the fuck is that? They were all silent for a little bit. And he got in the ring and he started physically dominating guys, and people kind of got into him.
Yeah.
And then when he and Swagger were face to face, they were doing a USA chant. So,
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, we're at war with Bulgaria.
I think also Cesaro was way over as a baby face. He gave a swing to Cody.
Miz.
Maybe it was Miz. Yeah, I think he tried to give one to Cody. Or something like that. Or he gave one to, yeah, I think he, whatever. No, he tried to give one to, I think he gave one to Rollins that was like 26 rotations or something crazy. And it was just awesome. So
you got that spot. I mean, you got to look at, going back to Rusev really quickly, is though, I mean, it doesn't guarantee that Rusev's on the main roster. It doesn't guarantee Rusev any success. I mean, look at last year. Bo Dallas was in the Royal Rumble. And, I mean, there was a storyline for that because he won a tournament at the Fan Expo to get in, and they talked about it, and they used that. But they
made some mistakes in how they brought him up, though. So we'll see what they do with Rusev here. It doesn't mean, like you say,
we'll see.
It's interesting.
And anyway,
the guy that they didn't bring in is Rusev, not the NXT champion, who is Bo Dallas.
Oh, Bo Dallas, right.
So
I was going to say Adrian Neville, but that'll be in a couple of weeks. A month, I guess, now, from tomorrow. The Kofi does a high cross onto Rusev, who catches him.
Yes.
Somebody throws Kofi out onto Rusev, and Rusev just catches him and lays him down on the barricade, on the side ring barricade. And
gives him some knees.
Yeah, gives him some knees. Kofi didn't really sell it, as he pointed out.
Yeah.
But he gets up and manages to run and leap his way. I don't know how many feet that would be, and like, you know, that's impressive.
It was an impressive jump.
Jump into the ring and
because you got really nothing to get, like the railing is so skinny.
Yeah.
That you got very little to grip and jump off of, and that's what makes it so impressive, that plus the distance.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, it's not like you can get much run up either. So, yeah, it was really cool. And then there was a spot later on also where he's hanging by his feet.
Yeah,
and
with Swagger
and got himself back up, took Swagger's boot off and
booted off and whacked him.
Yeah, so
fly, cheat, and steal.
It was cool.
It was cool. So, and that's, yeah, and then we've got Batista winning the Rumble and nobody gave a fuck.
Well, no, they gave a fuck. They hated it.
Well, yeah.
And that's the thing, is it's not that they didn't, it's not that they were apathetic, it's that they were angry.
And they didn't like,
And in fact, that's the thing, is...
Well, right before Rey Mysterio came out, with the only one name left, they started the Daniel Bryan chant.
Yeah.
And then...
And I was thinking, he's not coming out.
No, because then we'd figured out that Mysterio was left, and I think Big Dave was like 20...
he was 28.
Eight.
And then, 29 was... Oh, God, I can't even remember.
Who was 29? Wasn't one of the Usos or anything, was it?
No, it wasn't one of the Usos. It doesn't matter, though. When 29 came out, we went, okay, so Ray's still left.
Ray's left, Ray's 30.
And now they're really doing the Daniel Bryan chant.
Yeah.
And, you know, because I was hoping for Ray, because I remembered Ray was still left. I was hoping he would be 29 and Jake would be number 30.
Yeah.
And tell you the truth, that would have probably appeased the crowd a lot if Jake the Snake Roberts had come out
number 30. Sure.
But you didn't get that, so instead... When Ray came out, the crowd booed him the whole way because he isn't Daniel Bryan.
And that's the only reason is they didn't boo. It wasn't against Rey Mysterio. It was that you're not Daniel Bryan.
But it wasn't just when he first came out.
It was the whole time.
The whole time. And he hits the 619.
They hated it.
And they just booed the shit out of it the whole
cheered
time.
Cheered like fuck when he got eliminated.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But I said it was just because he was not...
Daniel Bryan.
Daniel Bryan.
So when Dave actually won the thing, again, when it got down to Big Dave versus Roman Reigns as the final two, they were way into Reigns to win it.
Mm-hmm.
Cheering him, Dave tried to hit a spear and kind of mistimed it.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, Reigns comes up and gives him one. The crowd goes crazy for him.
Yeah.
They did not want Big... And he didn't look good, and the crowd didn't want him. And like you say, they were just stuffing it down their throats. I'm not sure where tomorrow night's... It could be like Wilkes-Barre or something like
that. Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, or even Philadelphia, maybe.
Something like that, yeah. It'll be interesting to see what kind of reactions the guys are getting tomorrow night. It'll be interesting to see how they react to the crowd's reactions tonight,
mm-hmm.
Especially with a guy like Big Dave and with Randy Orton.
Yeah.
You know.
Again, I think it all boils down to pro Daniel Bryan. I don't think it's against anybody. I think you can kind of...
Well, when Sheamus came out, they were cheering him.
Yeah.
He came out, he threw a bunch of guys out. They're cheering him. He hit all his moves. They're going crazy for it. When it was down to the final three and Daniel Bryan, or the final four and Daniel Bryan wasn't one of them, they were booing him too. And the reason why is just because it's like, oh... You know, it's not, well, they like him. They just don't. But they
were booing Roman Reigns. They were cheering for Roman Reigns.
No, they were booing him too until it got down to him and Batista. Then they were cheering for him because it was
I don't think so. I still think they were chanting Roman Reigns when Roman Reigns chants when it was three. It got heavy when it was just the two. When it was like pick one.
Well,
or the other.
Yeah, they picked Roman Reigns ahead of Sheamus too.
Yes, that's
true.
Yeah.
But not like they picked anybody over. If it had been Batista and Sheamus, they would have been cheering Sheamus.
Yeah.
This crowd did not want Batista. And again, it's kind of like what we've said. It's the same kind of idea. We, you know, kind of said, it's like, I don't mind Batista being back. I'd love to see Batista versus Lesnar. I don't want to see Batista in the world title picture against Randy Orton.
No.
That's what it is. I like, just don't want to see that. Again, or at all. Like
ever, yeah.
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 And even more so when he didn't look good like this. So.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens on, I mean, we're
a lot of back
kicking
acne.
Off the road to WrestleMania and
they set up a Rye back acne against the other back acne, Dave Batista there.
Yeah.
But
well, Alberto Del Rio and
didn't really do much. Yeah, the Alberto Del Rio.
They're still slated. Langston is still slated to unify the belt with Ambrose at Elimination Chamber.
I think you
got a Kofi Rusev match you can go on tomorrow.
Probably tomorrow. Yeah.
If you are going to debut Rusev, you know.
What else do you think we're
going to
see tomorrow? A great Bray Wyatt promo, obviously.
Yeah, you see a great Bray Wyatt promo. You see John Cena going.
We'll see if they're turning Sheamus tomorrow. No Christian. No RVD, no Chris Jericho.
Right. No Jake, no Hogan, no Sting, no AJ. If you're not going to get...
I was thinking about this. I mean, DDP or AJ, as much as I would have loved to...
No, you're not going to get AJ. I mean, I knew that.
Well, yeah, I mean, the thing is, his debut on ROH TV is next week. Right?
Yeah.
So I figured that kind of screwed any chance. If there was any chance.
Yeah, there wasn't ever going to be any chance. It was just one of those things. But I think now we lead to, okay, what's going to happen with Sting? What's going to happen with Hogan?
Now the road to WrestleMania really begins. Now we have everything we thought, every match we thought we were going to get is what we're going to get. And I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Now tell me how are you going to make me excited about it? And you've laid the foundation, though.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't really mind
the Hart Foundation?
The new foundation.
The new foundation with those pants.
So, anything you're going to see or looking forward to, expect, or want to see, or don't, or think they should do, but they won't do for tomorrow, what about Raw?
No, I think, I'm in wait and see now. This is, you know, ending one chapter, beginning another chapter. It's just a matter of how are they gonna set the stage for some of this stuff. Some of this, again, we know, like you said, we know the matches. It's a matter of, we're going to see a great Bray Wyatt problem. The nice part about him being hooked up with the top guy in the company is that we're going to see a lot of Bray Wyatt. You know, which is a good thing. I mean, if Bray Wyatt...
Not too many matches. We mentioned that. That's one of the real keys to him.
Yeah.
You've seen him in a couple
two
tags.
Matches,
but I think as far as singles matches, well, I think three. I think he did have the one against, I think it was Kofi on Raw or something like that.
Something like that,
So, I mean, he's not overexposed in the ring as far as wrestling.
Right.
And that's another one of the keys to making him work.
Yeah.
So...
But you're going to see a lot more of him talking and such with this leading up to Cena. You're going to have, you're going to have some guys. I mean, there's going to be some Hall of Fame announcements that they'll wait till after Chamber really to start that. I mean, you got the network kickoff too the day after Elimination Chamber. So, I mean, there's a lot of stuff happening both, you know, in the ring and outside the company that is going to keep us busy and interested and looking. And it's just a matter, is this a hardcore crowd that's there, or tomorrow it's going to be the crowd? And really going forward, to me, it's going to be week two, week three. Does the crowd continue to take over? They turned the crowd down at one point during that title match.
They did. They turned the crowd down because the chants were not what they wanted to hear. They don't want you to hear a "you both suck" or "this is awful" chant.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think you said it best during the live audio commentary. I think you said something along the lines of, short of the crowd saying right now, "we're sending you a message,"
yeah,
chanting that, they're not going to listen.
Yeah, exactly.
And you pretty much got that at the end when Vince is telling you, he's going to win the title, deal with it.
Yeah.
Which is not the reaction you have if you want business to go up.
Yeah, that's true. But,
you know, like you said also, whenever business is down, Vince turns to the big guys. And there was a point there at the end of that match when there was like 8 guys in the ring, like 7 of them were like massive dudes.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. When business, I also do need to point out, before we go off, just I'll leave everybody with Zeb Coulter's signs.
Yes.
The first one says, every 90 seconds, one of them sneaks across the border.
Yeah, an illegal sneaks across the border.
Yeah. I think it just said one of them, and "them" was underlined. Sneaks across the border. And then that was when Swagger comes out. And then the second one was when Cesaro comes out, his sign says, "you could time it yourself, but they," underlined, "have stolen your watch."
Yes. That tremendous. Was tremendous. That was one of the highlights of the show, actually.
What sign of the year?
That's fucking hilarious.
Oh.
Another thing, 27 years ago.
27 years ago today, 3 years to be a champion. That's a long time. And Hogan and Andre, Piper's Pit. "I challenge you to a world championship match at WrestleMania."
It sounded more like the Iron Sheik. Pretty good. Pretty good.
"No, Andre, we can't do it. We're friends, Andre. Please. You can't believe it? Maybe you'll believe this, Hogan." And here goes the rip. And then Roddy Piper after.
That was, yeah.
You're bleeding.
Yeah. Memories of that, other than the actual
word for word?
Yeah. Thoughts on that angle. Like, thoughts of that. Like, that was, it was, I mean, I'm already... At that point, I've been watching the WWE for about 14 months, 15 months, somewhere in that range.
I've been a couple.
Started watching just before WrestleMania 2 was really where I started to get a chance to watch it, or about WrestleMania 2.
Yeah.
So
I had been a couple of years, I guess, maybe not quite a couple of years, but watching it. But it had also been... I hadn't really watched it closely. Like, WrestleMania 3 is kind of when I got to that fanatical watch it every week.
Well, you said to your dad, "I got to see this." Your dad took you long.
Yeah.
You were among the
93,173.
The 78,000 at the Pontiac Silverdome.
I got to tell you a couple quick stories, but just as a quick aside, I was at a conference for work. This past week, and they were asking about customer base and stuff, and they were saying, like, how many customers does this particular division have, and how many customers are of a certain segment. And I think, I forget, there was like 155,000 customers in this division. They're like, "how many of a certain segment?" You knew you had to go high, right? So I said 93,173.
What's that?
The answer was 90. So I was close.
So you didn't say 93,175, including you and me.
Yeah. Including you and Gorilla. But I said, and then the other one was someone asked about, there was a question about a business that doesn't evolve. And the question was, go around the table and think of a business that was at the height of the business and then just fell flat and, like, went out of business.
Yeah.
And I said WCW.
Yes.
And people looked at me.
Oh.
And said, "what?"
Well, there are a billion.
Then I said, "fine, Blockbuster Video." And it went, "oh, yeah, Blockbuster."
The thing is, though, I think in 1998 or something like that, they made like $60 million profit.
I think $78 million was their peak.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Profit.
Yeah.
Not profit.
Yeah, that was probably 99, actually.
Yeah, I mean,
a year later.
They're out of business. Yeah. So, yeah.
Anyways,
back to that. Yeah, I mean, I know what you mean, though, about the Andre thing being... Anyway. Like I say, I've been watching it for a while, and but I knew these characters, but it was...
I knew,
Andre was the lovable... He was... Yeah, like, well, Princess Bride actually came out afterwards, yeah. but he was the Hulk Hogan's most, he was the most trustworthy guy. So the idea that the brain would be able to brainwash Andre just made him the ultimate heel.
Well,
just really,
I wasn't paying. I mean, you watch it, go back in hindsight and you'll watch it, but I remember as a kid, this is WrestleMania and the Savage Steamboat and being at WrestleMania is really what turned me into, like I said, a fanatic as opposed to like a casual fan. And so I was watching it for a couple of years. I knew who the guys were and I knew, okay, yeah, it's on. But I didn't make sure to tune in every Saturday morning to watch it like I did after Mania 3. I didn't make sure that I was tuning in. If it was on, I was going to watch it and I liked it. But I wasn't paying attention to the fact that on primetime wrestling leading up to the Piper's Pit, you know, Gorilla and Heenan were talking about how there was going to be a hearing to reinstate Andre the Giant, and you've been asked to attend that hearing, but would you care to tell us a little bit? That's my own business.
That's right, you know? That's right.
And so they kind of planted the seeds.
That's true.
Because Andre had been suspended because he got demasked as Giant Machine.
Yes.
And so he was in machines, and DeMasso, so he was suspended by Jack Tunney, and so they were trying to reinstate him. And Heenan was very instrumental in getting Andre reinstated. And that was kind of the foundation that they were laying for that story. But said, I wasn't really paying attention, so when Andre came out, I was shocked.
And also, well, another thing, and that's the thing, is kind of, what it represents in a lot of ways is what I miss about the industry is the veil has been lifted to the point that nothing really shocks you anymore.
Right.
And nothing, like, it's very difficult. Whereas this is just an angle between characters, and it's like, and you just couldn't believe that they'd go in this direction, or you couldn't believe, or whether you thought it was real because you were a kid, or you thought it was fake because you still just didn't see it coming, or believe it would happen, or believe they would do this.
And they were leading it as, like, you know, Jesse Ventura saying, I'll produce Andre if you can produce Hogan, you know, and he's talking about Andre's trophy was this big, and Hogan's trophy was this big, and you know, so.
So it was, but it's kind of what you miss, is it just being able to... Yeah, just enjoy the rustling and the angles instead of judging it on what's best for business or how they're not booking the guy that the crowd obviously wants and shit like that.
No, that's right.
So, all right. Anything else? Or are we done here? We're going to go OUT on this motherfucker.
Yeah, I think we're gonna go Audi on this motherfucker. I would get the replay. I would. I think it was a good show.
I think it's a fun show. I would give it like a solid 7.5, 8 out of 10.
Yeah, I would say 7.5 out of 10 is probably good. Maybe 8, yeah. But you can go to WeTalkWrestling.com. You can see, you go to Addy's Royal Rumble preview. See how many I got right. Spoiler alert, not the kickoff. And we can also go Addy, ADDIE, at WeTalkWrestling.com. We're at WeTalkWrestling on Twitter, Facebook.com/WeTalkWrestling. Of course, iTunes and Stitcher, you can get the shows on there as well. So, yeah,
and we don't know, normally our Thursday... recording this week you can't really make it to, so we'll kind of figure that out.
Yeah,
or throw up the Royal Rumble thing and figure it out afterwards. It's really, I'm just thinking
about tomorrow.
Well it is, a lot of it is about tomorrow, but the other thing is, and you can see this, there's probably right now 25 to 30 guys that seem like they're worthy of being on WrestleMania, and there's probably only room for 15 to 20. You know, so it's going to be interesting to see how that works out.
Like, it's
on the main show, right?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, that's true.
There's a lot more guys, a lot of guys, like, you know, and Kofi was left off last year, 2 years in a row, right?
Well, and I think, too, that, like, you don't have The Rock coming. You don't have The Rock coming back.
No.
So,
I mean, if you look at Daniel Bryan versus, I mean, all these are singles matches, right?
Yeah.
Daniel, Cena, Wyatt.
Yeah, Brian Sheamus.
Brian Sheamus, Lesnar, Taker, Triple H,
Punk,
Batista, Orton. That's five matches.
So that's 10 guys right there.
And that's probably, 2.5 hours of wrestling right there. And now you got, and now you know the Shield's going to be in there, maybe the Rhodes Brothers, and all of a sudden the guys like the Usos, you go, are they going to be in there? Aren't they? Or is a Big E going to be in there? Isn't he? Like, there's a lot of, there's, and this is where it's very competitive and tough for them.
Mm-hmm.
There's, it's going to be interesting to see how this works out. There's not many spots and a lot of guys that have a claim that might not make it.
Yeah.
And so we'll kind of see how that affects morale and kind of see how that affects the actual competition, like within Sting. The locker room, the real league.
Yeah, Sting comes back, you got your Hogan spot.
Hogan's just going to be in somebody's corner, though, so Hogan won't take a thing. I mean, Hogan.
Well, still have an interview and stuff. Like, he's always going to take time up of the 4-hour show.
I still think Hogan and Piper should be on Miz TV at this point.
Yeah, that'd be great.
I think that's the.
But if that happens, though, again, you. A guy like Miz.
Actually, I think he should be on. I think they should be on the highlight reel.
That was the highlight reel, or even the what was Christian's show called? The Peep Show. Anything but Miz.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it's going to be interesting. I mean, if RVD comes back, if Christian comes back, if Christian will get screwed out of another WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Chris Jericho. Yeah, again, like a limited amount of
Christian doesn't
spots.
Really deserve it though at this point in terms of the if you go on the last year.
It's true. The only reason why is because they didn't give it to him last year when he could have.
Yeah.
That would almost be the only reason why.
Yeah, Mark Henry, you don't have Big Show.
Yeah.
You don't have the Ryback.
Yeah. Like, there's a lot. It's a very limited space left on that show, and a lot of guys.
Ziggler.
I mean, maybe you do a Battle Royal. Maybe you do a Gauntlet tag team.
Rey Mysterio. Haven't talked right about the tag
Curtis titles. Axel, who was not in the Royal Rumble. Things like that. Like,
haven't talked about the tag titles. I mean, we do a tag team gauntlet match, right?
Maybe. And that would get some guys on. But even then, there'd be a lot of guys who are not. So that's what's interesting to me. WrestleMania is big for both exposure, for a career highlight, and for a paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people potentially... Like I say, so this is where the backstage and in-ring competition to step up and show you're worth it is going to be very interesting. That's right. Like Dolph Ziggler, Damian Sandow, these guys are really on the ball.
You drive these pay-per-view buys and, you know, to get those bonus checks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, when you still have one.
Yeah.
And at this point, there'll still be something for this.
There'll be stuff. Yeah. All right.
So, yeah.
All right. Well, that's going to do it then. So, in the meantime.
Yeah, we're going to go half hour. We're almost an hour.
I know. In the meantime and in between time, that's it. Another edition of We Talk Wrestling. Good night, folks.
This is the part where you say something rude to me.
Oh, like you're stupid?
At least not fat.
Look at that, too.